Did you know you can save up to 70% on the best brands just by shopping at FromRebel.com? We're talking about strollers, car seats, high chairs, espresso machines, cookware, everything you need for way less. Here's how it works. Every single day, Rebel drops thousands of new products on the site for up to 70% off. It is a constant stream of endless deals from top brands like Abba Baby, Nuna, Baby Bjorn, Breville, Nespresso, KitchenAid, Le Creuset, and more. But you have to act fast because every deal is one of a kind. So if you see something you love, make sure you add to cart fast. So stop paying full price when you don't have to. Whether it's baby gear, kitchen upgrades, or a treasure for your home you didn't know you needed, Rebel has it for way less, up to 70% less. Shop from Rebel.com and save big.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Friendship Frequency. This is a podcast where we talk about our real life struggles and what has worked for us. We get vulnerable and discuss our everyday lives, and we invite you to go on this journey to better yourself right along with us. I'm Tab Johnson.
And I'm Aaron Windhorn.
And this is who we are, and this is what we do.
What's going on? Hey.
How goes it?
I don't know how you have so much energy after a day's work.
I try and eat a healthy diet, and I drink ketones, and I get excited about us doing our podcast. So, yeah, that's part of it.
Right.
So, I feel better than I did last time. I'm on the mend now. I still got a little congestion going on and a cough, but I definitely feel better than I did. I'm not dying. Dude, that was rough. I was down.
Right.
Friday morning, I got up I attempted to get up to go to work, and I was like, this ain't happening. So I called out, and then later I text Jason, and I'm like, I can't even get up to go to the bathroom. He's like, do I need to come home? He's like, do I need to come home? And I'm like, no, I don't want you to have to come home. As I set down my phone and cry and have the whole conversation with myself. Don't be a bitch. Get out of the bed.
Right.
So, but no, now we're on the mend, feeling better little by little, which thank God, because if I would have had to recover from being as sick as I was going into Saturday, dude, I'm still kind of worried about it if I'm being 100% honest, but well,
about 75 hard.
Yeah. So, but yeah. Yeah. That's this Saturday. Do, 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 do.
I know, right? Yeah.
I'm getting excited. I can't say I'm all the way there yet. I am, getting excited to get back in it and do the things that I know make me feel good. So
Right. That's
about as far as I am with it right now. Not all the way.
Yeah, I feel you. I was a day or two ago, dreading it, but I don't know why.
I don't know why either. You pretty much do it already.
Yeah. So, probably just because my body's hurting.
Yeah. There is a such thing as rest.
My kidneys were starting to hurt again because I started taking creatine again. So I stopped taking it a few days ago.
I just think that that's going to be a thing, Aaron. Like, I just don't think you're going to be able to take creatine. So just go ahead and accept that so we can move past it.
Not why I'm doing like a pre-workout that has creatine in it. And I'm not eating carnivore anymore. So, but I still eat quite a bit of meat. So
I had the saddest baby little salad for lunch today. It was like one of those pre-made in the bowl that you can get from the grocery store.
Yeah.
And we got those because I was like, oh, that'll be super easy and quick for lunch, right? It was the saddest, like, just freaking. I mean, it didn't taste bad. Everything was fine, but it's tiny, number one. And I feel like if you're eating vegetables, it should be an unlimited amount of them that you should be able to eat.
Right.
So I came home. And while we were on the Zoom, I was stuffing my face. So, right. But yeah, Saturday's the day. We roll back in it. I have not made the final decision yet on whether I'm going to go back to social media or not. But I am thinking about it. And yeah, I just haven't decided yet. So
fair enough.
A few people reach out and be like, where have you been? Where are you? Is everything okay? Yes, everything is fine. I have chosen to stay off of social media. Go back a couple episodes if you need to know why. Thinking about coming back. And more than anything, because I know what a profound impact the last time we did 75 Hard had on people that follow us. And it was good accountability for me. So if I come back, it will probably be for that. I just haven't decided yet. So we'll see. We'll see. But yeah. That's, you know, that's where I'm at. That's what's going on in my life today.
Right. Really not missing nothing, but I think, you know, your light that you shine and inspire people, I know that's missed.
Thanks, friend. You're the best. Yeah. And that's kind of the messages that I have been getting. Like, you know, miss your face, miss your inspiration, miss your messages. It's not so much that. Let's be real. Let's call it what it is. I feel everything way too deep. Like, that's not a secret to anybody that knows me. And whether it's directed at me or not, like, I feel everything. And so I just have to be able to put up that barrier so I don't feel all the negative and all of that. And then part of me says, yeah, I should do that. And then another part of me says, don't not feel everything that you feel. You know, it's that internal struggle that I literally deal with all the time.
I think we all go through that at times, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So if I come back, it's probably going to require a, you know, baptism of the friends unfollow button and, you know, trial by fire and all of that. Just because I don't, and not anything against them personally, it has nothing to do with that. I just don't want to, I don't want to see it and I don't care to see it. And, you know, I live in a world of rainbows and butterflies, and I like it like that. So,
yeah, you don't have to. With like Facebook, if you don't like somebody's posts, you can hide it for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know that. I know that. I just, you know how I am. I'll be in my feelings about some shit that don't even have nothing to do with me and be crying because Jimmy Joe from 7 years ago's dog died. Like, and that,
yeah,
I know we laugh about that, but that's as real as it gets, people. Like, I am real. I really, every little thing affects me like that. And it's not a good or a bad thing. It's just who I am. And I fought it for a long time. And it's just who I am. I care about people and people that I don't know. And so, you know, I just gotta build up that suit of armor that I've been working on for 45 years.
Right.
So, see my new shirt?
That's cool.
So let me tell you the story behind the shirt.
That's right.
There we were, sitting in the airport, getting ready to go to Vegas. We got breakfast from Wendy's, because that was the only thing that was open. I went to take a drink of my drink. The lid was not on all the way, all down the front of my shirt that I had on. And I don't mean like a little bit. I mean like soaked me. So I had to go to the gift shop that was right there and get a new shirt because I was not about to ride a 2.5 hour flight with a soaked shirt. So, new shirt.
Nice. Speaking of new things, I got the nice...
Bruh! Are they gonna freaking do it? They might freaking do it. I told Jason, I was like, listen, I know that I have never been on the Mariners bandwagon. Yeah, I don't even really watch baseball. To me, baseball is boring, like professional baseball. But I really hope they do it. Like, I really want them to go because it's, dude, don't come this far not to go all the way. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's been some.
I've always said that baseball was boring too, and I've been to like many games and haven't watched too many games on TV because I'm like, it's freaking boring.
Yeah, batter up, strike out.
Then for some reason, when I went to a game like a few weeks ago, it's like all changed. Like I've watched every game.
Yeah, us too.
And. You know,
I don't know why it's so different for me because I can watch softball all day long. Like,
yeah.
You know, I do it literally every weekend. I'll be at the fields this weekend. Like, I can watch softball all day long, but Major League Baseball was always just so boring to me. And now that this is happening, I'm like, when do the Mariners play? Like, we got to turn the game on.
Right.
So, I hope they do it. I really hope they do it, and they deserve it. Shout out to the Big Dumper and Cal Raleigh. Listen, I'm with you. Why not just go win the whole fucking thing? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, I honestly think it's, like, better now that they've, like, changed the rules to, like, speed the game up.
See, I didn't even know that they did that. Yeah, I didn't even know they did that.
Like, there's so many times that a catcher can go to the mound to talk to the pitcher. There's a pitch clock.
I knew there was a pitch clock, I think. I think I knew that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I hope they do it. I hope they freaking do it. That would be freaking cool. Lord knows
they're
going to do it.
It was hilarious. I think it was the first game against the Blue Jays. One of the fans right behind the home plate was standing up, and he had Cal Raleigh's number, the butt plug. Yeah. I was like so dead, the look on his face when he hit that home run.
I saw that one. I died.
Right? Died.
Well, I mean, I hope they do it. I hope they do it, and if they do the parade and all the things, I'm going. Like, that'll be fun. So, yeah.
I'll still probably avoid Seattle, but who knows? I'm telling you.
I drove through the traffic this morning. Like, I actually went through where the lanes are closed off or whatever. It is faster to do it that way than to take all the 58 million turn back ways.
Yeah.
And I don't think it really has anything to do with the bridge, if I'm being 100% honest. I think, yes, someone hit the bridge, but they're also doing the road construction to make way for the new toll lane for the light rail or whatever the hell is coming down. So it doesn't close down to one lane. It goes down to two lanes and it kind of splits and comes back together. And there's like a median thing in the middle that they're building or something. So it really wasn't that bad. This morning, I got to work in about probably 50 minutes. And, you know, before it was like an hour and a half. So it wasn't terrible. It wasn't terrible. Yesterday was great because it was a holiday. And I was like, hell yes. Right.
Yeah. I don't know. Last weekend, you know, it was just a crazy busy day. So I got up, did the walk Saturday morning, came home, showered, went to a friend's memorial, left there, came home, went to the gym. And then we had plans to go to the Japanese Lantern Lighting Festival. And the partner wanted to, like, on the way down there, was like, let's stop at the pro shop and get hats.
Right on. Yeah.
And I should have said no.
Why?
There's no parking down there, and we were in a rush to get to the Lantern Festival.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, so we go to one store, there's no parking. Then we go to the next store, there's no parking. And then we get down to the Lighting Festival, and miles people are parked on each side of the road, and like traffic was just a nightmare.
Yeah, I don't go to those kinds of events because of stuff like that. So.
And I was hangry.
Oh, Lord. Listen, and if y'all have never been around Aaron when he's fucking angry and you got to be somewhere with shit to do,
yeah.
Listen, bring snacks. I'm just telling you, bring snacks.
Yeah, so it was like 10 minutes till it was supposed to start, and I just said, fuck it, and drove home. And let's say that I was in the shit house for doing that. I got the silent treatment.
I bet you did. I bet you did. And I cannot say that he's wrong. Damn it, Aaron. Damn it.
Yeah.
Damn it, Aaron. Did you really just drive home? That would have been.
Like, I was like, I ain't dealing with this. There's nowhere to park. And plus, I had to go pee real bad. So on top of being hangry, irritated with the traffic and no parking.
You pulled a Tabitha.
That's called trying to get everything done in like a short time, because we didn't leave the gym until like 5 or 4:50.
Jesus, can you write this moment down for when we go to Vegas? I need somebody write it down, document it. That way, when this
podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts, real gifts, thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail? Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
This happens and we go to Vegas. And I have a meltdown. Aaron can't say, you better calm the fuck down. Somebody document it. Good God. Aaron. Damn it, Aaron.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, are you out of the doghouse?
Yeah. It only lasted that night.
Well, that's good. Because you know me. That would have been a couple days at least.
Yeah.
Everything is just really backed up right now. Traffic, like, it's just I don't know. Everything's a mess in Seattle with all the construction. Getting to Seattle is a mess. So unless I have to go there, like, I am sad, though. Like, I didn't know Benson Boone was coming to Seattle. And that's, like, Jaden's, you know, number one freaking drop dead, like, music person. Had I known that, I would have taken Jaden to Seattle and took Jaden to that concert, but I had no idea. But the other side of me is like, it's okay, like, we'll catch it the next time.
Like, I hate going to Seattle. Like, it causes me like anxiety. Like,
yeah,
I hate
traffic.
That's
what happened. That's what happened, is your anxiety got the best of you. That's exactly what happened. So it does suck, especially if you don't do it like on a regular basis, you know, and then to be stuck in it and be stuck in it where it's that bad. Like, yeah, I get it. Still would have been in the doghouse, but I get it. Shit.
Yeah, like they were like, would you move to Seattle? And I'm like, absolutely fucking not.
Dude, who can afford to live there?
We are not fucking moving downtown.
Not, but who can afford that? On top of that, you can live in somebody's closet for, you know, $4,500 a month. Good God. Ridiculous. I can't even imagine. I guess if you're like, you know, you're someone that relies on public transportation and, or you like everything's in walking distance, that's probably one thing. But like to have to pull down there and park down there and like, you know, store a vehicle, hell no. No, no thanks. I'm all set with that.
Even if I had to work in Seattle, I would not live down there.
Yeah. No. No.
I would just suck it up and deal with the traffic.
Well, you did. Like, that's what you were doing before you started working from home. And I only went to Seattle on certain days, and I took the back way, and I never had to go all the way into downtown. So it wasn't as terrible for me. But even when you were down there and we went and had lunch that day, it took me a minute to get to you, and I'm only a few blocks from downtown. So, yeah. No, thanks. I'm all set with that. I'll stay in the country. But
yeah, so I said next year we'll go to the Lantern Festival, but we're going to plan it a little bit better, and we're going to get down there and not make a pit stop at the pro shop.
Listen, I love the pro shop. I am a pro shopper. So I would have been like, it's okay.
I was just trying to order the hats online. Like, I'd rather do that than go. Yeah.
That's what Jason does. Normally every year he gets the salute to service Seahawks stuff, but it's really not that nice this year. So he didn't get it this year. But yeah, he wants the Mariner stuff. So all of his stuff that he has is Ken Griffey.
So yeah.
It's so cute. I have a picture of him and JJ both in Vegas with their Griffey jerseys on, and they're like standing next to each other, so it's like the same pose, and they don't even realize it, but it's like the same pose and them two standing together. So yeah, good picture. I need to get that one blown up. But, yeppers. And then in a couple weeks we head to Vegas for our event. That will be
that's coming up really quick.
Yep. It is. I'm excited. Not necessarily excited to go to Vegas, but I was just there.
Yeah.
I am excited. Hopefully it is a good event. I would like for there to be some new people that we haven't heard from before, or learn something new instead of just something that we've already done. But we'll see. We'll see.
I'm on the same page. Like, I'm tired of hearing the same old shit over and over.
Literally same. So hopefully that is a thing. And I have already made the conscious decision that if it's not, then I will go to the fields. So, and make sure I get all my stuff done for 75 hard, because I'm not starting over for that event. Sorry. Can't help it.
Right.
I'm not sacrificing that for the event that I've probably heard and starting back over at day one. Happening.
Right.
So we did get our Planet Fitness memberships. So we're set on that. I've just come to the conclusion that the Auburn location sucks. And the reason I say that is because Puyallup is open 24 hours on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday are specific hours, but it's like from 5 in the morning to like 11 o'clock at night. And then the Lakewood location has cryotherapy. I was like, what? I was like, that's the freezy thing, right? And I told Jason, I was like, that's what Aaron went and did. But they have one that if you have the black card, you can use at the Lakewood location, which is deep for you, I know. Deep for
I'll
you,
be going.
But
I need it. I need it. I need another session.
I want to try it. I really want Jason to try it. Whatever is going on with his elbow, like it like drops him. So I really want him to try it. But yeah, Lakewood has the cryotherapy. So
like, it's really not that bad. Like people overthink it, but I mean, mine was negative, 40 to negative. I think it was negative 40.
Drop my squishy ball. Hold on.
I heard that and saw it.
Well, when you said negative 40, I almost stroked out.
Yeah, I think you start like in the room, you start to get used to it. It's negative 20. And then it goes.
You go naked or with your clothes on?
I go in my underwear. I'm not trying to freeze my pecker, you know, or my balls.
Freezer burn on your. I'm dead.
Yeah, I went in my boxer briefs and had thick socks on and then thick gloves and then a beanie on your head because
of
those.
Put that on you?
Well, they have the stuff there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll get
frostbite?
What's it called? No, hypothermia if you don't cover your hands and your feet and your head.
Do that ever?
No, you're fine with the stuff on. They're really thick gloves. You have a beanie on and you have thick socks with slippers that they provide. At least at the one I went to.
We better check the one out at Lakewood. It might be some half cocktail legal shit. We better check that first.
Well, you probably just need to bring your own gloves and thick socks and slippers and a beanie.
That's wild.
Oh, you'll get hypothermia real quick through your fingers or your extremities if you don't have them covered. I mean, it's negative 40 degrees.
That fear legit just went up like 80%. Easy. People that don't know me don't understand, like, I do not like the cold.
Like cold.
At all. Like, even if I'm drinking something, yes, I like ice, but like frozen, nah, I'm all set with that. Nope. No
yeah,
need.
I'm trying to tell
temperature soda. Like.
Like, I'm trying to tell you, like, it's like I thought I would be freezing, but I really wasn't. Like,
and how long did you do it for?
I think it was 7 minutes. Yeah. But I started feeling the cold through my gloves, even though they were really thick gloves. I started feeling like my fingers starting to tingle. So at that point, I was like my normal, the rest of my body was fine. But I started feeling my hands were getting cold. So I was like, okay, it's enough. And I got out.
Oh my God, that scares me. Like legit scares me.
Like some of the chambers, like I've seen, is just like the top is open and you put your hands out the top.
Huh?
This one was like an old, walk-in something or other, so
like
your whole body's
bed. A walk-in tanning bed. Yeah,
well, it was, you're in a box, so you walk in through this door in this first room in this particular place, you know, you walk into this door and it's negative 20 degrees and you stay in there for like a minute or two to get your body used to it, then you walk through into the next room and you have like the freezer unit. I'm like 6 foot tall. So you have a freezer unit like right above your head that's got a fan, but it's got a guard on it. And that's blowing the cold air down on top of your head. So that's why you got to have a beanie. But in the other ones I've seen, it's just like a tanning bed where the top is open and you keep your hands out.
That's the only ones I've seen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
But it really wasn't bad. Like, it felt great.
Okay, well, for those of you that like the cold, I'm sure that it was great. For normal people like myself, yeah, I want to try it. I definitely am going to try it because of the health benefits, not because I want to try it, but
yeah,
I want to try it for the health benefits. But yeah, that scares me a little bit, if I'm being honest.
I might go out.
But I have zero problem. What?
I might go out to Lakewood this weekend. I didn't know that.
I thought you said I might go jump in the lake this weekend. What? My God. Now we have went off the deep end. Jesus.
I mean, it wouldn't be the first time I've done that, so. Yeah, we did that.
It wouldn't be. Yeah. And listen, zero desire to do it again. None whatsoever. None. It was cold this morning, like, or today, like the wind was blowing and I was like, this is some bullshit right here.
Yeah, it was
like, I wasn't expecting it to be that cold this morning and I walked out without a hoodie or anything on. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. So, I meant no. When I went for my walk at 4 o'clock this morning, 4:12. Like, it got down to 34 degrees last night, and I think it said it was 39. It might have been 34
I'm
when
I'm not ready for those temperatures yet. I'm just not. Ugh. It was like a nice, balmy 90-something degrees in Vegas, and I was like,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to that yet, but I mean, it is what it is. Yeah, probably, in a couple weeks, it won't even bother me because I'll be outside every day, but that's not the point.
Yeah.
It's right now it bothers me. So, yeah. So, yeah, Lakewood has the cryo therapy thing. And they have 24-hour hours, too.
So, do they have a sauna?
I don't know if they have a sauna.
I wish they had a sauna because I'd like to do the hot, cold.
Yeah. I don't know if they have a sauna or not. Maybe if they have the cold, maybe they do. I don't know. I know they have the cryotherapy because they specifically mentioned that one to us. So, and for once in my life, my tan will be even head to toe instead of being 15 different shades all over my body. Pretty excited right. about that too.
Yeah, the red light.
Yeah.
Therapy. Tanning bed. It's got red light therapy.
Yep.
Yeah. I'll probably start going back to it this winter. I did a little bit last year. But
I'm looking forward to it just because when we start, we're going to start with Jason and I at the gym in the morning, and then we will walk together at night. So I'll get to the gym super early because we'll go together. We'll probably be there right at 5 o'clock when it opens, and I'll have plenty of time before 8 o'clock to do all of whatever I want to do.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But yeah. So different locations have different things. And I'm sure, I'm almost positive when we go to Vegas, they are all open 24 hours. I'm sure.
Yeah.
So we'll just have to see what each. And there's one not far from the hotel at all, if we have to use that option. So.
Yeah. I mean, we figured the event don't start until 10 a.m. on Saturday and the gym opens at 7. So we'll have plenty of time to go work out, provided it's not like packed.
That's my concern, is it's going to be packed and I don't want to talk to a bunch of people.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Well, I mean, we'll have to decide when we're there. But yeah, I would not be shocked if we just go to the gym instead of working out at the hotel. Just because I don't want to talk to anybody.
Well, we can't fit all those people in a vehicle, so.
I'm not talking about all those people. I'm talking about me, you, Jason. We'll probably get a SUV and Ashley and Matt. The rest of those people, I hope they figure it out.
Yeah.
Nobody else has said anything to me about a vehicle or anything else like that, so. You are a given. I didn't even ask you. You're just a given. So.
Well, I didn't ask you. I just assumed.
I just assumed. Me too. Glad we got that figured out.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. And I mean, we have time. Like, that may be a conversation that comes up later. But yeah. Because I don't know that. Who else is doing with us? I don't know if they have passes to that gym or not, but I know for sure Ashley and Matt do. So, and
yeah, give them guest passes. So that's the thing about Planet Fitness.
Yeah,
when you have a black membership, you can have one guest as many times as you want.
Yeah.
Yep. Like I don't pay for, we don't pay one for my partner. So.
Yeah.
I
distinctly remember saying now, oh, Jaden could come and do it if Jaden wanted to go with us. So, yeah. So I'm excited. I am excited to go to a new gym, way more equipment and, you know, more options. So
yeah,
I'm excited.
Right.
Pretty excited. I hope I don't, you know, make any noise or grunt or anything. I don't want no fucking alarm going off or anything like that. Dude, I'd be mortified. Mortified. So
I grunt all the time.
And then
but I got my headphones on. No. I've never seen that thing go off, and they've had muscle dudes in there with the muscle shirts and the gallon jugs, and they've never once set it off.
So is that just a thing? Like they just joke? So. Is it? Well, then maybe
I mean, they don't follow any rules there. You're supposed to can't wear sandals, but people come in all the time wearing sandals.
Like working out in sandals? How do they even do that? That would be,
they just
you know,
do it.
That's an injury for me. We both know that.
Yeah. You drop a weight on your foot. And so there's that. They don't enforce like the group workouts. They don't enforce the no training. They don't enforce the gallon jugs. They don't enforce
what do you mean, the no training.
You're not allowed to have a personal trainer or train at the gym.
Really?
Yeah.
That's, I didn't, okay. Well,
yeah, it's posted everywhere. No personal training allowed.
Shit, I didn't even read that. I didn't really read anything. I just walked in and said, we need to get a membership. I want the black card. He wants the black card. We filled out the paperwork and walked out. That was it. So, yeah. But, no. So, I'm excited. It'll be good to get back into the swing of things. And, you know, see how much I can punish myself this time.
I love the punishment.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's what's wrong with us. That's the problem. Don't know if you know that.
I obviously didn't like it in the beginning, but I'm just accustomed to it. Like,
I like the punishment. Complacent, I think is the right word.
Pinned
and
down.
Then when I get complacent, I self-sabotage, I think, is look at me growing.
I can relate.
Look at me having realizations. That's what I'm talking about. It's not broken. Right. What book are you going to read?
Don't know. I just did a post today asking for suggestions because I've read all the books that I bought.
I'm going to start the Brendan Burchard one that I borrowed from you and then go from there. So I really need to read, what the hell's the name of the book that we have struggled so hard to read?
Think and Grow Rich. Yeah, Think and Grow Rich. Yeah.
Yeah. I really should probably read that one again, but I'm not going to. Like, bro, there's still some words in there that I'm traumatized from and that I had to Google.
Right.
So.
Yeah. So I did a post this morning about getting book suggestions, and a couple of suggestions is Journey of a Silent Warrior.
Ooh.
Crazy by Mark Goldston.
Never heard of that one.
Never. Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck.
That's good. I've read that before.
Who do you think that's
like that? Vic.
Yeah. Vic suggested it.
Yeah.
The Game of Life and How to Play It by Florence Shovel Shin.
Never heard that one either.
The Untethered Soul.
Ooh, that sounds like that's right up my alley.
Yeah, and then when I did that post, it posted the Threads, and some dude on Threads that saw my post, his name is Aunt Austin, self-help author of personal development, commented on my post and suggested
Aunt Austin.
So he wrote a book and he suggested that I check that book out.
Well, of course he did.
Of course.
Auntie Austin? No, that can't be the same thing.
AUNT is the first name, and then last name, Austin, AUSTEN. What did he? I don't even really know how to use Threads. What did he say? It's called Who the Hell Are You, is what the book he wrote.
Who the Hell Are You?
Yeah.
Who the hell are you, Aunt? Well, Aunt Austin. Bro, I have got to get my eyeballs checked. Aunt Austin and Who the Hell Are You? The book's The Who is a personal development book aimed at helping people find purpose and overcoming limiting beliefs. Aunt Austin wrote the book based on his personal experience. After working long, grueling hours in a removal business in the UK, he realized he didn't know what success meant to him and had sacrificed much of his personal life.
Yeah, I thought it would be worth checking out.
Yeah, why not?
I haven't decided yet, so it's coming up quick. I mean, I still have a little bit to read on my last book that I had, which I can't even remember what it's called. So
yeah, well, I mean, it's coming. I can't say that I'm ready, but I'll be ready.
Right.
One way or the other.
I was hoping people didn't suggest the Bible this time like they did last time.
You know what else I dread about it? The fucking picture. Not because I mind taking pictures or because I don't like taking pictures of myself. I'm totally fine with that now. Like, I'm super comfortable with taking selfies and videos and all of that now. I don't even care about that. It's like just, I literally go upstairs and I'm like, yes, it's bedtime. I get naked. I get in the bed. And then I'm like, fucking hell, this fucking picture. Now, if I was a dude, it wouldn't be that big a deal. Because all I would have to do is throw my t-shirt back on, put my shorts on, go take the picture. But because I'm a girl and I have giant boobs, I have to put on this whole fucking apparatus and then put a shirt on and then put my shorts back on and then go take the picture. It's the most annoying fucking thing. Like, the picture. So I'm thinking this time I might do the picture in the morning.
That's what I was going to say. Set a reminder in your phone that you either do it after the gym.
Because I'm telling you, more times than not, I cuss that fucking app out because I had to get back up and put clothes on to take that fucking picture. So,
right.
Yeah. I think the picture will be in the morning and make life easier. And
right.
Yeah. I did. So I went into the app and it tries to get me to go into phase one and I didn't do phase one, obviously. So you hit what's in phase one, learn more about phase one. Well, it did a whole different thing that time, but I guess we just go back in and delete everything.
I thought Frank said that you had to delete the app from your phone and then reinstall it to start it over again.
No.
Otherwise, it doesn't let you proceed.
Dude, I'm not paying for this app again.
You shouldn't have to if you already paid for it. You said you got it for free.
Yeah, the original. And then when you go to start it, it made us pay for it. That was the difference. Like, it will let you. But when I went into, what's weird is when I went into it the other day, what's in phase one? Yeah. So did you delete yours and redo it?
No, not yet.
Dude, that's wild. No. Okay, so I went into settings.
Okay.
And there's a thing on here that says start new attempt.
I don't have that.
Are you in your settings?
Yeah.
And now, see, look, I just scrolled over when it says phase one daily rules or phase one. And then it says ready to start phase one. And then it says instead you can do 75 hard again instead. Can you see that?
What did you do?
So, does yours say 75 hard complete and then get ready for phase one?
Yeah. I think I just restarted it. Now it's, but it's the wrong day.
I scrolled over to the left and then the left again, and it gave me start phase one or do 75 hard again. I mean, yeah, we'll figure it out, but I don't think you would delete the account and delete the app and reinstall it. But maybe I'm wrong. Shit, I don't know. Frank's done it more times than we have.
Well, I just did it and now I have day one is today.
Well, you should have said no, not today. I mean, unless you want to start today.
I didn't know it was going to start it. So,
well, just
if I go to
the date to Saturday.
Select
well,
currently.
I was going to ask you if you completed and say no.
Yeah, now I have two of them on there now.
Okay, well, you might have to delete yours and reinstall it.
Oh, there we go. Delete.
That's funny.
So it let me delete one of them, and it's got a delete of my old one, but not a delete from today. I'll just restart a session on the 18th.
Yeah, don't touch it again until they...
And then delete that one. Yep, I got it figured out now.
Well, friend, it's coming up. It's coming upon us faster than I want it to, but here we are.
Right. It's all good.
I know.
I think it's night time for me.
Dude, I know. You can see, like, towards this is about the time I start losing my voice and get all weird again. Time for some meds.
So. Yeah.
All right, friend. Well, until next time. Adios.
Yes. Adios. Please like and subscribe and share, and don't be afraid to reach out to us with feedback and topic ideas. We are here to offer hope to everyone, and we cannot do it without you. Until next time, I'm Aaron.
I'm Tab.
And this is the Friendship Frequency. This is who we are, and this is what we do. Have a good night. Peace.
Good night.